Hey, Brenda! Yay!
I'm super excited to talk to you about what I've been working on in my family, which is better communication. And I was so excited to bring the kids to your improv class because I thought that that would give them more self-confidence. But what I discovered was it not only did that, but it really, really improved like their listening and getting along and the way they communicate. So let me just ask you, like, is that what you normally get out of these improv classes?
Yes, as a matter of fact, it is. And that's what I think is so wonderful about it, and that, like, people don't know until they do it. You know, first thing you think of is you're like, oh, it's whatever. They're like making jokes. It's a comedy thing, which it is. There's a port. I mean, it's to have fun and be comedic and whatnot. But why I love it so much and why I think it's so great for kids and adults too, is that I think with our phones and everything else and all our screens, we've become really bad listeners and communicators. We're all in our own heads all the time, and we're all really selfish and want to think about what we're going to say next versus listening to the person talking to us. And improv forces you to listen to somebody and hear what they say, because you can't respond until after you've heard the person say something to you. So I'm so glad you had that experience with your boys and got that out of it.
And you are amazing. Like, you spent your whole life working on voice and communication and acting. And I just wanted you to talk a little bit about that, because I was just feeling like in school there has to be ways to prepare children to go out and be powerful adults in the world. And, you know, I feel like communication is something that's just not important as language arts or math. And I just wonder what your thoughts are about that.
I completely agree with you. And thank you so much for that lovely intro. I was really lucky, and I had really amazing parents that always, you know, communicated to me that I could do anything that I wanted to, and I just had to be confident. And if other people didn't believe in me, then I had to believe even more in myself and then just go do it. So I think that was a big, I think confidence is maybe the biggest proponent of pushing someone forward to accomplishing something. And that's a part of improv too. I didn't know anything about it growing up, but then I got really into it when I came out to LA. And it's really influenced everything in my life. As far as when you're on stage or you're in a class or you're doing anything that's improvised, you subconsciously, I think, gain confidence from it, because if you're on stage and you're like, I have no idea what I'm going to say, I don't know what's going to happen, and then you get through it, your body and your mind takes on this like, oh, look at me, I just did this really cool thing. And then I think that translates into other areas of your life. And even though I don't do as many like performances now, like live shows, my whole life surrounds it. All my like voiceover work, all of the video games that I do voices for, everything that I do now, improv has a component in it, because you're creating characters right in the moment. Maybe I'm in a recording session and they're like, hey, Sarah, we have three more characters that we want you to do today that I knew nothing about. And then you get thrown a script and you have to record them right there. So I think probably thinking on your feet and confidence are incredible skills that I wish we made a bigger deal for kids to learn.
You know, I remember coming home from one of your classes with the boys in the car, and we did this exercise on focus, and it was where we were, you know, all had to say a number but not know who was going to say that number and get as high as we could. And we added an extra rule that, you know, nobody could say a number twice before everybody got a chance to say a number once. And then we could, you know, we went from 1 to 9, and then, you know, we're able to continue once everybody said one. And what was so obvious was like, who constantly has to get their first, number in first? Like, who has to be heard first? And it was very consistent with who generally has to say it first at home. And also like who doesn't speak up. I think like, for me, I know I have boys, all boys, and there's the general more tendency towards kind of like overestimating the value of what they have to say. Versus like who I was growing up, which is people are not going to value what I have to say. It just felt like that growing up. And so I would just withdraw communication. But it was fun to see how it leveled the playing field. Like everybody realized it was just obvious. And we got to talk about, you know, maybe the people that don't typically speak up can practice that, can say the numbers first. And it kind of reorganized the way we talk at home. So I really appreciated that.
Well, thank you. And I love one thing that I, you know, admire so much about you and what I loved about doing this program with you is you would actually take the exercises that I did with the boys in class and then you would tweak them in ways at home to continue doing the exercise. And that's what it's all about. Like these aren't rigid exercises that you have to do one certain way. I mean, the whole premise of improv is just being free and open. So I love that you glommed onto some things that were really necessary for your family to look at and for areas that you wanted to improve as far as listening and things like that. And you made them work for you. I think it is fascinating. It's usually the case that those open up our eyes to who speaks the most and who doesn't really jump in and get their thoughts in. And I think all of those things are okay. But the awareness of it is really the win. Because if you're one that's just talking all the time, then maybe you think about, hey, I need to sit back and maybe listen to other people's thoughts. And then I can jump in and add to those versus being someone who sits back and they can think about like, hey, I never say anything, but I really have this idea that I care about. And hopefully it makes them more apt to, hey, I need to jump in here. I want to go do this exercise first. I want to be the one who speaks first this time. And we're all, it's just a balance. We're all trying to figure out, you know, aspects of who we are and our personalities and just make them more in balance to really communicate with people on an even playing field in this, a way that's more positive for everyone.
Yeah, I like that. Yay! Is there anything else you wanted to add, or do you feel like that we kind of captured? I mean, they're short, easy. I thought, gosh, classrooms could really use it. And I've always been that woman. Before I homeschooled, I would sit in on classes, and I benefited so much from all these teachers' tricks. And so I know they're getting teacher tricks from somewhere. But I thought these improv exercises were so quick, easy teacher tricks.
They're awesome. I think they're great for parents at home with their kids. They're great for teachers. I think they're great for directors and you want to get people have to listen to you. You have to connect and communicate in every single thing that we do in work settings. I think these are great. And I like the way that, you know, this was something you wanted to do from the beginning of make it really digestible of this is not, you know, there's a million books out there that people can go and read on communication. But here's a really digestible sort of like brochure with a couple things in there with several exercises that can, you know, be like a launch pad just to give an extra jolt to your like listening and communication and trusting yourself and emotions and, again, better communication overall.
Sarah, I hope you're going to offer online courses. I want to take one. I know it's like one area that I can't wait to get a hold of is just not trying to control things so much. Like the class was really like, the boys had so much fun when I wasn't in the class. It's just a lot, like do it. You know, I'm trying to like, hold back an army. Sometimes it feels like I have to like be a sheepdog where I'm just constantly circling to keep these guys in line. But I think really what I'm looking forward to you you know, offering other folks is like, you know, stuff like adults can do to lighten up and.
Yes, for sure. Because what's it all worth if we're just walking around miserable all the time? and I thank you for, you know, always constantly motivating me to jump out in new areas that I haven't, you know, jumped into before. So I appreciate you always making me jump off a cliff. I like it.